Verses on perfect purity from the Sutra of 100,000 verses of the great mother Prajnaparamita. While you recite with your speech, you should consider the meaning well with your minds and not be distracted.
Μεγάλη και μεγάλες Μοντισάντβα, τώρα ήρθε η ώρα να διαβάσετε τη σκριπτή της μεγάλης της τέλειας καθαρότητας και ενώ το διαβάζετε να είσαστε συγκεντρωμένοι και να σκεφτόσαστε πολύ καλά το μήνυμα.
Το νόημα. Το μήνυμα. Σούτρα της υπερβατικής σοφίας με 100.000 τείχους. Η παντογνωσία είναι τέλεια καθαρή και γι' αυτό οι μορφές είναι τέλεια καθαρές. Η υπερβατική σοφία είναι τέλεια καθαρή. Έτσι η τέλεια καθαρή παντογνωσία, η τέλεια καθαρές μορφές, η τέλεια καθαρή υπερβατική σοφία δεν είναι διαιτικά, δεν μπορούν να γίνουν διαιτικά, δεν διαχωρίζονται και δεν διαφέρουν. Η παντογνωσία είναι τέλεια καθαρή και γι' αυτό η αίσθηση είναι τέλεια καθαρή. Η αίσθηση είναι τέλεια καθαρή, γι' αυτό η πνευματική σοφία είναι τέλεια καθαρή. Έτσι η τέλεια καθαρή παντογνωσία, η τέλεια καθαρή αίσθηση και η τέλεια καθαρή πνευματική σοφία δεν είναι διαρκά, δεν μπορούν να γίνουν διαρκά, δεν διαχωρίζονται και δεν διαφέρουν. Η παντογνωσία είναι...
Tu zum 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 Kangi sabjan jaji chujin zu jinzi jarbi se bunja biya jatsab sabju vamzo ma bambi shabzin ji shabzin norvo tsugi jindu de la yike dan la dan na jingi jubum ta dam yike nan chukin ji chukin ji zumbo tum jike to doki ji tumbo o la su tan Sampa jacheva san ju sen ju kunung dang. Tap jacheva san wa nga ju kunung ni da jebu kuni sumpa ju.
With the aspiration of great compassion and great love of the Mahayana and the aspiration to put into practice the vast skillful means of the Vajrayana, please listen.
Tan ne tumo wa khe sende, ne tumo ma imbani. Ne dan nambar rikpa tang, de tu le dan chenpo tang, che wa tang ne chenpa tang, drawa tumo ma imse, de ne tumo ma imba wo, kisa wo su. Ne kunji number shiba. Tsuju yota cheban charvi yin bisena ne kunji number shiba da. Number ku tsu dun tsuju jiten da. Nyumon ba yite tsu dun da. Simjin su su tumon ma yinbe debe nyam nyung da. Dunga ji nyam nyung. Simji goni le sakba. Semje goni le sapa te tumo mahimbare. Semje goni gebe le ta me gebe le sapa ta. Chen bova ta. Rang chen bova ta. Su su sipar. Sipar cheva lemba ta. Korva cheva lemba ta. Korva le ta nyumumbe chenwa ta. Kova le trova nam ne. rang ge ji chu sem ji ji chu tomo ma yin ba yin bis su ju ji ji nyon jo tomo yin tome te da tomo ma yin ba te da sem ji yin da tomo do sar mo do pe nyam do sa mo do pe de nom ne sem ji ji ne tomo ma yin ba ye sa wo
Since the ground, the all-inclusive base consciousness, this is called the base consciousness, the consciousness that is the basis of all, because it is the ground from which the appearances of the six consciousnesses and their objects manifest. Then the principles of awareness, i.e. the sevenfold collection. This refers to the six consciousnesses, meaning the five sense consciousnesses plus the mental consciousness to make six, plus the afflicted consciousness or the afflicted mind to make seven. So these and personal experience of happiness and suffering, mentally committed karmic actions, the karmic actions you take, you commit with your mind, and so they are unique experiences. Transition at death, taking rebirth in a specific form of conditioned existence, in a specific place in samsara. The captivity or bondage experienced in the samsaric cycle and liberation from that cycle are all phenomena of an individual mind stream which are not observed in common. And since these are the private experiences belonging to an individual mind stream and cannot be rendered directly accessible to common experience on the part of other sentient beings, in other words, other sentient beings cannot experience these things directly. They can make inferences that they are happening, but they don't have direct experience of them. And therefore, they comprise the realm of experience designated not shared in common with others, meaning there's only one sentient being who experiences these directly, and that is the person for whom they are happening. Others can find out about them indirectly, but not directly.
Εφόσον η βάση, και με βάση εδώ εννοείται η συνείδηση βάση των πάντων ή όπως είναι και εσείς γνωστοί με το σαστικό όνομα αλάνια, είναι η συνείδηση από την οποία πηγάζουν οι άλλες μορφές συνείδησης, αλλά και τα αντικείμενά τους, είναι κατά κάποιο τρόπο συνείδηση που αποθηκεύει όλο αυτό το δυνατό.
Τα καντιόμπε και. Νέταν, νάμπαρ, πάταν, δεδό, λέταν, τσιμπόταν. Kewa tane chingwa tang, jorwa tumu main che, tene tumu main pao. Ikin. Siru zungwa mai bar, nambar rikwa tsang je tumta tenpa tang. Tele zungzei mai pe tonglo jokzor ni, tangbo la, Zemba le tate be zuma me bar tembatan. Zuma me bar tembatan. Tele mange ba pamba nile tambuni. Surur zuma tumon war. Nama zembe namre bao. Nambar chile surur to. Churbe tuyo mayinte tumon ba ni zero.
The sixth and the last point in the extensive explanation.
Sirje don zubda tero la ngambar chenba denbar chenba nam denyam do datar samde kanta za tumo be sirje rela soba dot dot roba nam datar nyumi do yoba tisir sidon trobo sidon denba trobo nyam na sam nam Tene mayinde, sirici zoma, zomu yor kange, tumomba nama, rela soba, çücin, nangı heba le, tate be sidun pembe ngova çoba miyde, bakcan tümbar seba namce, nangı zimbe nambara kwa nye, sirici don dedan deye, Number nine, imbecile. We're not Melange Zugino. I put it there.
Those who cling compulsively to the existence of outer objects, those who believe that outer objects truly exist, claim outer objects exist because no one can deny. That anything composed of atoms, such as mountains and any other object observed in common, exists. So the argument is that there are all of these entities like mountains and everything else made of atoms, and everybody sees those, and therefore outer objects exist. But that is not how it is. Given, and why not? Because given what appear to be outer and perceivable in common, such as mountains and so on, as the postulated subject, this is setting up a logical reasoning, these are not outer reference discrete from the inner consciousness and existing with the material essence, because they are the inner perceiving awareness itself, appearing as the image of this and that outer referent for those whose operative habitual tendencies correspond, just like forms in a dream. So what these images are just mind itself appearing in the form of these different images, and they seem to be common because the people or the sentient beings who perceive them in common have similar habitual tendencies. But they are just images of the mind, like forms that you perceive in a dream.
Και το σχόλιο λοιπόν λέει...
Σας ευχαριστώ. Σύρρ δέμπαρ μέναιαν, δέμπαρ νάμα μλάγι.
Outer objects do not truly exist. They appear to truly exist, like in dreams.
Sudon latin dongayan mulame zubayi. Kolam zubra. Arme.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Let me just get the last.
And the suffering coming from outer objects is also like being burned by a dream fire.
I'm taking some time because I want to make it a little bit
sure. Nicer.
Λοιπόν, το πρώτο που είπε είναι ότι τα εξωτερικά αντικείμενα δεν υπάρχουν αληθινά, εκδηλώνονται σαν να υπάρχουν, όπως στο στην πρώτη στροφή. Και η δεύτερη που είπε είναι ότι η δυστυχία που έρχεται από τα εξωτερικά αντικείμενα είναι σαν να καίγεσαι από τη φωτιά του ονείου.
Τίπα, γιουντζίν τι είσαι να. Nāṅga nāmbar shīpa lē yēmbā, sūrūr tu chūrpē tūṅ yēpā māyīndē, dē tār tāsā tūmōṅ pē sīdūṅ kī sāvā tēyāṅ. Jūyī mē chēk pē nruvā tūmā lā, tūmōṅ tā nāvā nī yīmbē sēr, sūsū jē jūyī jīn zīmbā lē, tā dē tū mē bā nī tū, Προπαρτζόρο, για. Για πρώτη.
Για πρώτη.
Για
πρώτη. I'm going to read from the translation that's in the footnote on page 212. What are being called outer objects observed in common are not reference existing as something extrinsic to or other than consciousness, precisely because they are appearances comprising common experiences shared by a variety of beings whose mind streams are not the same. But this, that they are common experiences, is what proves that they are not something other than perceptions, and these are the perceptions of mind streams that differ. So the fact that they are common experiences proves that they are not outer objects, and how that works is going to be made more clear in the next couple of paragraphs.
Συνεχίζοντας λοιπόν το σχόλιο, λέει, γι' αυτό το λόγο τα ονομαζόμενα εξωτερικά κοινά αντικείμενα δεν είναι αντικείμενα που υπάρχουν κάπου έξω ή αλλού από τη συνείδηση, γιατί μόνο φαινομενικά εκδηλώνονται ως κοινά σε πολλά και διάφορα όντα, των οποίων οι ροές δεν είναι ταυτόσιμες. Αλλά αυτό είναι που αποδεικνύει ότι δεν είναι τίποτε άλλο παρά διαφορετικές αντιλήψεις μεμονωμένων ροών συνείδησης ή αν θέλετε μπορούμε να το πούμε ότι δεν είναι τίποτε άλλο παρά αντιλήψεις που εκδηλώνονται σε μεμονωμένες ροές συνείδησης διαφορετικών ατόμων.
Мы думаем, что там, да? Там... Там, что нам на некан там? Еда нам на нака там? Нерва чочер тонгарши. Нерва нанла чочер тан, лалла дюсер тонгарши. Мэйя дунвэ чутанла, тунчо нанла нэкан тан, еда нанла награ тан, нерва нанла чочер тан, Lala Dutsar Dungarishi. Mala Namla Chutangla, Tundra Namla Nekangdang, Yada Namla Nakhtadang, Nirva namla chojo dang, lala duzir dongarishi. Tarang tsama sa.
Lala duzir
dongarishi. Song sa, song. Song ya dhari. Sanjin song prawa.
Tambo, mi tongwe chutsang, chutsang.
Chutsang ma la. Mali, mui tongwe chutsang la. Dunru namla ne kang dang, yada namla nakra dang. Nyeva namla trochir tang, lala duzir tongol shi. Ya.
The clean water seen by human beings is seen by animals to be a home, is seen by hungry ghosts to be pus and blood, is seen by beings in the hell realms to be molten lava, and is seen by gods to be Amrita. So Amrita. The Buddha taught.
Και ο Ρίμποτσε μας δίνει μια στροφή για να μας εξηγήσει αυτό το σημείο, πως προβάλλουν τα αντιληπτά αντικείμενα διαφορετικά σε διάφορες ροές συνείδησης. Λέγοντας, αυτό που εμφανίζεται στους ανθρώπους σαν καθαρό νερό, εμφανίζεται στο βασίλειο των ζώων σαν κατοικία, εμφανίζεται στα πεινασμένα φαντάσματα σαν πίον και αίμα, εμφανίζεται στα βασίλεια των κολάσεων σαν λιωμένη λάβα και εμφανίζεται τέλος στους θεούς σαν αμβροσία ή νέκτα.
Tetavu junsen chetavu kena Sedon trubit drubzi dukobe Taza tumuwa Hisawa tene Jui sosu ngokarla Jui sosu namdo la nanu mandrawa Tsam sheke Tumuwa sedon hin jokwar Sena Nāvā tēdāne rāngā sōsū jūjī nāvā yīngjī. Tūmāvā nāvā māsēlā. Nāvā tsaṁ tēlē yēngbē sūdō kēpā tūmāvā yīngnē. Dēvā kī rīkbē tākīng kēnā nāvā ngtē mūnū tē. Sēmlā nāvā lē yōrtē yōpār jō gūjī. Sēmlā mā nāvā nē. Jose Tema Mebe Mebena Jomerexo Mabuso.
And how does it prove that? What are claimed to be factors or objects observed in common are proposed as providing the proof for the existence of outer reference, of outer objects. But these can only be posited as outer reference experienced in common due to a similarity in the character of their appearance from the subjective viewpoint of distinct mind streams. But that means these appearances are the private impressions of mind streams which differ among themselves. And that means they could never constitute common experience. Thus to say, there are outer objects which are something other than a mere appearance or impression, and to say, here is one experienced in common, could never be demonstrated logically, since to do so, one would have to posit the existence of objects other than those which appear to a mind. But it would make no sense to posit an object that could not appear to any mind, since it could not be evaluated through valid cognition. So the point here is that when
people say that outer objects exist because they are experienced in common. The key word there is experience. And the experience is only the experience of every single individual who says, I see this, then the other one says, I see this, and I see this. And they all have a mental experience of it. And what that shows is that the appearance has to be mental. The mental experience of every single individual, because if it were different than that, if the object existed apart from the mind, you'd have to say what characteristics it had. But then, the characteristics you said that it had couldn't be known by the mind. Whatever characteristics you say the object has are only mentally known. If you say it has characteristics that exist apart from the mind, those characteristics could not be conceived by the mind because they exist separate from the mind. So whatever that object would be that you posit to exist outside, you could never say what it is. You could never conceive of what it is. And that shows that all of these appearances are purely the mental appearances of each and every individual, appearing seemingly in common just because we have similar habitual tendencies producing similar experiences. But they don't exist apart from the mind at all. Therefore, there are no outer objects.
Dodang ninja jorway.
The changing of friends and enemies is the changing of inner thoughts. An angry person's patience is the changing of inner thoughts. When one who has mistaken views develops pure vision, that is also the changing of inner thoughts. Dhamma.
Και ο Ρίμποτσε μας έδωσε εδώ για να το καταλάβουμε καλύτερα κάποιους στίχους. Και το πρώτο λέει... Η αλλαγή των φύλων σε εχθρούς και το αντίστροφο είναι αλλαγή εσωτερικών σκέψεων. Είναι η αλλαγή των εσωτερικών σκέψεων. Αυτό είναι το πρώτο, δύστυχο. Και το δεύτερο, η υπομονή ενός θυμωμένου ανθρώπου είναι η αλλαγή των εσωτερικών σκέψεων. Και το τρίτο, αν κάποιος με λανθασμένες απόψεις αναπτύξει καθαρή αντίληψη, και αυτό είναι η αλλαγή των εσωτερικών σκέψεων.
Jumsi dina kang tabar sawa tumun waki sawa ndala hirabji yang tabar jena lakar ta na tumun waki sun jokpa jumsi jui sosu nama mandrawe jona nama dene draba ina yang te jo sedun tumun waki ngibar jomukute Jumtsin kanyi nyana, pena, jomeng maje meg lepe, jebo namla, naman tumbar charvajin, pakchan tumbar sepe jebo namla, pakchate nuba, maze jirinla, maze pepala, Ne la soba mandrava nana yang. La soba dravar nana yang. Dravar nawe jo chik surur na tondo trupa mihite. Cho chikla yang le nan tate bendrova troke. Ton nan tate do yoba yin. Rang nange. Nanga semje rananza do super duje.
On subjecting this so-called common experience to critical scrutiny, meaning when we investigate this with our prajna, searching for the true nature of phenomena, the reason for claiming it to be common turns out to be built on the similarity of appearance with respect to mind streams which themselves differ. So it follows that even though there is a similarity in the appearance, its underlying cause includes no necessity of a specific outer common referent literally existing. You don't need an outer objectively existent thing to produce similar appearances in the minds of sentient beings. Just as corresponding or similar appearances manifest for spectators under the influence of the charms of an illusionist, of a magician. Similarly, for creatures whose operative habitual tendencies correspond, not only will environments and so on have a similar appearance, for as long as the energy of those habitual tendencies has not been exhausted. But what is more, the specific cause for their appearing to be similar will not be the existence of a referent of an object on the outside. Just as something which one type of being sees as water will be seen as existing under another appearance by others among the six types of beings whose karmic impressions differ, anything perceived should be understood to be neither more nor less than a self-manifestation of the mentality internal to a specific observer.
Και συνεχίζοντας το σχόλιο λέει, έτσι λοιπόν, εάν υποβάλουμε την υποτιθέμενη κοινή μας εμπειρία σε κριτική διεξοδική ανάλυση, δηλαδή αν εφαρμόσουμε σε αυτή